This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This is Yahoo Finance Daily, a daily update on the top business, finance, and stock market news from around the world. Let's jump into today's stories.
This is your Yahoo Finance Market Update for Tuesday, March 21st. U.S. stocks edged upward Monday, led by the Dow, following UBS's deal to buy smaller rival Credit Suisse in a bid to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking. The S&P 500 added 0.9% on the day, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 1.2% as many bank stocks rebounded. The technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite edged up 0.4%. Bond yields gained. The yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note moved up to 3.48% Monday. On the front end of the yield curve, 2-year yields edged higher to 3.9%. UBS struck a deal to purchase the troubled Credit Suisse at a steep discount Sunday afternoon. Markets looked at the more than $3 billion takeover with skepticism as shares of Credit Suisse tumbled Monday morning, while UBS Group AG stock gained. Bank sentiment somewhat rebounded with the KBW Bank Index moving higher Monday. Large-cap index members, including Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup, all traded down, however, while J.P. Morgan Chase traded up. Other regional bank stocks sank, including First Republic Bank, as S&P Global Ratings downgraded FRC for the second time in 4 days. The bank's credit rating moved 3 notches downward to B+. Elsewhere, PacWest Bancorp and Zions Bank Corporation and Regions Financial all traded up Monday, while Western Alliance Bank Corporation moved down. Separately, Signature Bank's deposits have found a buyer. Flagstar Bank, a subsidiary of New York Community Bank, bought the majority of deposits and some loan portfolios of the failed crypto lender. Shares of New York Community Bancorp rallied Monday. Meanwhile, Silicon Valley Bank remains unsold. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corp has extended the bidding process, the agency said Monday in a press release, and it will be taking separate offers for the bank's commercial and private lending side. Separately, Bloomberg reported that Warren Buffett has been in talks with the Biden administration about investing in the U.S. regional banking sector. This week, the headliner event will be a crucial 2-day meeting of the Federal Reserve's Policymaking Committee, with some investors debating over the potential hawkish tilt. The bets continue, with Bank of America forecasting the Fed will lift the target range by 25 basis points to 4.75% to 5% and maintain its balance sheet runoff. Economists at B of A are under the assumption that the emergence of financial stress is likely to indicate to the committee that monetary policy is close to sufficiently restrictive. Moody's economist Mark Zandi is taking a firmer stance that the central bank should loosen its tightening policy due to higher recession risks. If they raise rates, that qualifies as a mistake, and I would call it an egregious mistake, he warned. The Fed, along with other central banks, has gotten involved amid the ongoing banking turmoil. The world's leading central banks announced actions that would aim to keep U.S. dollars flowing easily throughout the global banking system. Outside the Fed's rate debate, economic reports are due to pour in, including housing data, services, and manufacturing activity readings from S&P Global. Shares of Starbucks gained Monday after the coffee company named Laxman Narasimhan as the official CEO of the Seattle-based coffee chain. Foot Locker shares fell after the retailer profit expectations for this year came in lower than anticipated. And in the crypto market, Bitcoin soared to over $27,000 in the past 24 hours amid the chaos in the global banking system, as some investors flocked to the digital asset as a safe haven. According to Goldman Sachs research, Bitcoin is the best-performing asset year-to-date outperforming gold. For the latest market news, head to yahoofinance.com and find us on social media at Yahoo Finance.
For more live coverage of business, finance, and stock market news, please visit yahoofinance.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning with your daily update. So until then, thanks for listening.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.